Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening. Let your light scatter the darkness
and shine within your people.
Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face. You who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you. God of daybreak, God of God be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us sing our thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen. A reading from Matthew. The crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for the crowd because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint on the way. The disciples said to him, Where are we to get enough bread in the desert to feed so great a crowd? Jesus asked them, How many loaves have you? They said, 7, and a few small fish. Then ordering the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all of them ate and were filled, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Those who had eaten were 4,000 men, besides women and children. After sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A nervous young pastor, new to the church, told his flock, For my text today, I will take the words, and they fed 5 men with 5,000 loaves of bread and 2,000 fishes. A member of the church raised his hand and said, That's not much of a trick. I could do that. The minister didn't respond. However, the next Sunday, he decided to repeat the text. And this time, he did it properly. And they fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Smiling, the pastor said to the noisy man, Could you do that, Mr. Perkins? Mr. Perkins looked back and said, I sure could. The pastor said, Well, how in the world could you do that? And Mr. Perkins said, With all the food I had left over from last Sunday. Our reading tonight came from the 15th chapter of Matthew, and it's the story of the feeding of the 4,000. Wait, you might be saying, I thought it was the feeding of the 5,000, and you would be right. When Jesus takes 5 loaves and 2 fish and feeds 5,000 men plus women and children, it's an amazing miracle. And in fact, it's the only miracle that Jesus does that is in all 4 Gospels. In Matthew, this miracle happens in chapter 14. Then, in chapter 15, we have this little story of Jesus feeding 4,000 men plus women and children. Now, there are some minor details that are different. The number of fish and loaves, the number of baskets left over, but essentially, it's the same miracle as before, which might lead us to ask, why did Jesus do this twice? We're looking at this miracle in Matthew. But you can also find this feeding of the 4,000 in the Gospel of Mark. And the difference between the two tells an interesting tale. In Mark, this miracle happens on the eastern side of the Sea of Galilee. Now, that might not seem so significant, but it really is. You see, that was Gentile territory. Jesus did this miracle outside of Israel, and the location makes a very powerful point. It says that the grace of God isn't confined just to Israel or to its land. Rather, God's grace and action on behalf of people is offered to everyone, regardless of who they are or where they come from. That's what Mark seems to be saying. However, we are reading this passage tonight from Matthew, and the story is changed just enough to be geographically indistinct. In Matthew, it's not clear which side of the Sea of Galilee Jesus is on. And that means that the point that Mark is making isn't the same point that Matthew wants to make. So we're right back to the original question. Why did Jesus do this miracle twice? Scholars have debated it over the years, but the best answer actually seems to be both simple and profound at the same time. Jesus did this miracle twice because that's what messiahs do. The point in Matthew is that Jesus comes in compassion and care for everyone, but especially for those in need. What Jesus was about was generously to give compassion and care. That's what saviors do. That's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus does. You see, the very fact that this overlooked miracle was repeated tells us the kind of Messiah we have. And the compassion and care Jesus showed here tells us that just so Jesus has compassion and care for us. And his generous love and grace will fill our own hunger and will meet our own needs. He didn't do it with leftovers from chapter 14 like Mr. Perkins would have. No. Jesus' love and grace and care and compassion is unending and new every day. That's what messiahs do. The light shines in the darkness,
and the darkness is not overcome.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will."
My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here, and blessed me all my life through. Great and
living God. We seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Hear now our prayers as we fall on your mercy and grace. O God of all, with wonderful diversity of languages and cultures, you created all people in your image. Free us from prejudice and fear, that we may see your face in the faces of people around the world. Lord, in your mercy. God of compassion, whose Son became poor for our sake, help us to see the face of Christ in those who are poor and in serving them to serve you. Give us generous hearts so that those living in poverty may have adequate food, clothing, and shelter. By your Spirit, move us to affirm the dignity of all people, and especially the most vulnerable in society. Lord, in your mercy. Triune God, whose will it is that humans live in community, bless family life everywhere and fill all homes with respect, joy, laughter, and prayer. Strengthen the commitment of husbands and wives to one another that they may mirror your covenant faithfulness. Pour out your Spirit on parents that through them their children may taste your unconditional love. Empower all family members to live in your grace and forgiveness. And give to those who are alone peace and contentment in their solitude, hope and fulfillment in their love of you, and joy and companionship in their relations with others. In this time of isolation, fill our lives with you. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, your healing power is everywhere about us. Strengthen those who work among the sick. Give them courage and confidence in all they do. Encourage them when their efforts seem futile or when death prevails. Increase their trust in your power, even to overcome death and pain and crying. May they be thankful for every sign of health you give, and humble before the mystery of your healing grace. In the midst of this pandemic, bring healing, help, strength, and the comfort that comes only from you. Lord, in your mercy. O God of mercy and love, we pray for particular needs from those in our family of faith. We pray for Michelle Knight's nephew, Hunter Dingus, who was scheduled to go home from the hospital but had a setback. We continue to pray for the family of Joel Wilson. And we pray for some of our church family who are shut in all the time. Erna Adderholt, Mel Amundsen, Mabel Trexler, Bob and Eva Wilbur, Bill and Bonnie Schneider, Paul Boddy, Jackie All, Jim Kaiser, Phyllis Yeoman. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty and eternal God. So draw our hearts to you, so guide our minds, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills that we may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated unto you, and then lead us to act always to your glory and to the welfare of your people. Lord, in your mercy. Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.